This is VOA News via remote. I'm United States top news is President Donald Trump's choosing Amy Coney Barrett to replace the recently deceased Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the U.S. Supreme Court. Analysts have described the president's pick as heir to another departed Supreme Court justice, conservative hero Antonin Scalia. Like Scalia, for whom she once clerked, she is a committed Roman Catholic and a devotee of his favored interpretation of the Constitution, known as originalism. Those qualifications delight many on the right, but dismay liberals who fear her votes could result in the chipping away of some laws. President Trump nominated the 48-year-old federal court appellate judge from South Bend, Indiana, at a Rose Garden press conference Saturday. In remarks moments after Trump named her, with her husband and their seven children looking on, Barrett paid homage to the late Ginsburg. An unlawful assembly has been declared in the U.S. city of Portland, Oregon, just hours after demonstrations earlier Saturday ended without many reports of violence. Hundreds of people were gathered downtown into the early morning hours of Sunday. One protester lit an American flag on fire, and some other protesters were seen shooting fireworks at police. The unrest comes just hours after a right-wing rally and counter-protesters largely dispersed without serious violence Saturday afternoon. Local law enforcement released a joint statement later Saturday praising the minimal violence. As of 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the U.S., Johns Hopkins University COVID-19 reporting had the number of COVID-19-related deaths globally just a few thousand shy of hitting the somber milestone of 1 million. More than half of those deaths are in just four countries: the United States, Brazil, India, and Mexico. Meanwhile, the number of confirmed infections will reach another milestone,